From Spark and Anvil and Number Sense, this is Gapgus in Chapter 1 of the Number Sense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Gapgus kept a heavy steel tape measure clipped to his leather belt, and he saw the whole world as distances between things. He did not care that the oak tree stood near the rusty bicycle. He only cared about the 11-foot gap of empty air between them. The exact spots on the map did not interest him at all, because the distance was the only thing that truly mattered. He ambled onto the Number Sense screen whenever a difficult subtraction problem was making a kid's head hurt. Aisha sat at the wooden desk, her pencil digging so hard into the paper that the lead threatened to snap. On the screen, the numbers 83 minus 47 seemed to mock her from the glowing white background. "I hate borrowing," she groaned, rubbing her forehead with the dusty back of her hand. "You cross out the 8, make it a 7, and then you have to carry the 1. She sighed. "By the time I finish all those steps, I usually forget what I was trying to solve."
"Then stop subtracting," Gus said easily, his boots clicking on the floorboards as he walked over. He unclipped his tape measure with a sharp metallic snap that made her look up from her paper. "Or rather, stop thinking of subtraction as taking things away and start thinking of it as a gap." He pulled the silver tape out, letting it hiss softly through his calloused fingers. "How far is it from 47 up to 83?
Aisha stared at the yellow tape, her eyebrows knitting together in a tight frown.
"That still sounds like a lot of counting," she said, tapping her eraser against her chin.
"Only if we leave the numbers where they are," Gus replied with a slow, reassuring smile. 47 is an awkward number, but it sits only 3 steps away from 50. So let's push 47 up by 3 to make it 50. But to keep the gap exactly the same, we must push 83 up by 3 too. He slid his thumb along the tape, showing her the movement. "Now we have 86 minus 50. Aisha blinked, her pencil hovering over the paper as she calculated the new problem in her head. 86 minus 50 is just 36, she whispered, her shoulders dropping in relief. "No borrowing at all."
"No borrowing," Gus agreed, letting the tape snap back into its metal case with a satisfying clack. 50 is a friendly number, so we just slid the whole gap over to sit next to it. The distance never changed, only the place where the numbers were standing.
Gus had learned to think in gaps from his grandmother, who worked as a land surveyor in the valley. She spent her days measuring the earth, marking where one fence should go relative to another. On hot summer afternoons, Gus would carry her heavy brass tripod through the dry, waist-high grass. She taught him that when you measure a distance, the starting point does not actually matter. If you slide your whole ruler 3 steps to the left, the object remains exactly as long as it was. This simple trick of keeping the gap identical while sliding the points is called constant difference. "Look through the lens," she told him once, pointing toward a pair of wooden stakes in the dirt. "The distance between those stakes belongs to them, not to the dirt underneath. If we move both stakes 10 yards up the hill, the space between them does not shrink or grow. The gap rides along with them, completely unchanged." Gus carried that lesson straight into his schoolwork, realizing that subtraction was just a gap between 2 numbers. A subtraction problem did not care where on the number line it sat. If one of the numbers was awkward, he could slide both of them in the same direction. He would slide them until the difficult number landed on a friendly round 10. The actual answer, which was just the gap, stayed exactly the same the entire time. To keep himself grounded, he started carrying a steel tape measure everywhere, just like his grandmother.
The slide worked in either direction, as Gus showed the kids during a quiet study hour the next afternoon. A boy named Marcus was staring at his math paper, chewing thoughtfully on the yellow plastic of his mechanical pencil. His problem was 62 minus 38, and his page was already messy with dark eraser smudges. 38 is awfully close to 40, Gus said, leaning his shoulder against the edge of the wooden desk. It only needs 2 more steps to become a friendly number. So let's push both of our numbers up by 2 to make things easier. Marcus squinted at his paper, his pencil pausing midair above the smudged page. If I change 38 to 40, then 62 has to become 64, right? Exactly, Gus said, pulling out his tape measure to show the two points sliding along the metal scale. Now your problem is 64 minus 40, which is much easier to calculate in your head. Marcus scribbled the new numbers in the margin, his pencil moving much faster than before. 24, he said, but then he paused and looked up with a puzzled expression. But if I changed both of the numbers, how is the answer still correct? Because you did not change the actual gap, Gus explained, tapping the silver tape with his finger. You picked up the whole distance and set it down two steps further along the line. The two numbers travel together, keeping the exact same space between them the entire time. The answer was never about where they stood on the ruler. It was only about how far apart they were from each other. Marcus nodded slowly, the tension leaving his jaw as he wrote a note in the margin. He wrote, "Subtraction is just the gap. Slide both numbers the same way, and the gap stays."
What Gus wanted most was for kids to stop fearing the difficult subtraction problems on their weekly tests.
"Borrowing and carrying is not a crime," he told a girl named Lynn during a quiet moment after class.
Lynn always tensed her shoulders and held her breath whenever she saw a minus sign on the page.
"It works perfectly fine, but it makes a lot of people nervous, and anxiety is no way to study math."
He patted the heavy metal case of his tape measure with a friendly grin. "So let's take a different road, where we do not have to break any numbers apart. We will just slide the whole gap until it rests on a friendly, round number. You are not borrowing from anyone. You are just walking the same distance to an easier spot."
Lynn took a slow breath and looked at her problem, which was 91 minus 58. 58 was only two steps away from 60, so she decided to try his sliding method. She added 2 to 58, and then she carefully added 2 to 91 as well. Her new problem was 93 minus 60, which did not require any frustrating borrowing.
33, she said, her voice quiet but filled with a sudden, surprising sense of confidence. She looked up at Gus, a relieved smile finally breaking through her usual worry.
"It really is the same gap, just moved to a place where I can stand comfortably."
"Exactly," Gus said, nodding his approval as he clipped the tape back to his belt. "The same distance, just on friendlier ground."
That evening, after the classroom screen dimmed and the school grew quiet, Gus reeled in his tape measure. He clipped it back onto his leather belt, just as his grandmother used to do after surveying. On the monitor, a final message from Lynn glowed softly in the darkened room. It read, "I slid the gap today on my homework, and I did not feel nervous at all." Gus read the words twice, feeling a warm, easygoing satisfaction settle over him. That was the real prize he hoped a kid would carry away from his lessons. He did not just want them to find a single correct answer on a worksheet. He wanted them to feel the calm that comes from understanding distances. Two numbers can pick themselves up and move together in the same direction. The bond between them, the gap they share, rides along with them, completely unchanged. There was something deeply steadying about knowing you could always move to easier ground. You could find a better place to stand without losing a single thing that mattered.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to GapGus. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.